You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your number one news and talk station.
All right, an SMS. Aubrey, today you've asked the right question, but I don't get the answer. What is radical economic transformation? And that's from Mongale from Pretoria. This person says, good afternoon, Aubrey. Please read 101 book on how to create a second Cuba. Best wishes from Peter. Hi, bro, Obs. Why does Claudie stare up into the heavens in all photos, even when he talks to people in front of him? His pupils are standing up into heavens. Maybe he's trying to get some inspiration, eh, Brawili? I'm not really sure. And then somebody else says to me, please ask those people who complain who they voted for last time. Do a survey. They voted knowing that there was a time bomb waiting to explode. Now they panic, says this person. Well, those are the SMSs, but I'm still looking forward to your calls. I go straight to the lines to speak to Flavio Di Giacomo. And he's talking to me all the way from Italy. And he's the spokesperson for the International Organization of Migration. Flavio, thank you very much for joining us here on the Afternoon Drive.
Hello, thank you.
9,000 people, mainly African migrants, were rescued in the Mediterranean this past long weekend. Tell me about this phenomenon. And it appears to me that it has something to do with this period. Tell me a little bit more about that, Flavio.
Well, actually, yes. We have registered the arrival of nearly 9,000 migrants in just 3 days, from Friday, 14 April, to Sunday, 16 April. And they have been rescued by the many rescue ships which are patrolling the Mediterranean Sea. The overall majority of these migrants are Western African nationals, even if there are many migrants from Bangladesh, some Eritreans, and they're all departing from Libya. As a matter of fact, actually, we have seen an increasing number of migrants arriving to Italy when they left their countries of origin. Many of them, they didn't want to come to Europe, actually. They just wanted to go, not all of them, but many of them, they wanted to just go to Libya in order to find a job there and get some money to send back home. But the situation in the country, Libya, in this moment is so dangerous, so unstable, that migrants become victims of violence and abuses and target of human rights violations. So as a matter of fact, some of them, they are so afraid of staying in the country. For them, the only way to save their lives is to try the sea crossing to arrive to Europe, to Italy. And many of them, many of those migrants are arriving now in Italy. They stay in Italy. They don't really have a clear migration plan. It is not like a couple of years ago when we had a lot of arrivals from Syria, Eritrea. Migrants wanted to go to Northern Europe. These migrants are arriving now. They stay in Italy because they didn't want to come to Europe initially. And so when they arrive here, they don't have the plan to go somewhere else.
Flavio, is there any perhaps climactic reason perhaps that is connected to this exodus of Africans at this point, at this time, that inspires this mass movement of people? I'm hearing that the seas are calmer. Is that anything? Has that got anything to do with it?
Yes, of course, of course. These arrivals of the last weekend were mainly caused by the good weather conditions. But there are many reasons behind that. Even the tactics of the smugglers who convince migrants to leave now, to hurry up, using all the kind of information they got from Europe. Smugglers are very, very smart, and they actually tell migrants that since the European Union is now providing training to the Libyan Coast Guard, in next month the Libyans will carry out all the rescue operations, and they will send back all the migrants back to Libya, which is the last thing that migrants want to do. It's just one of the methods used to get more money and hurry them up in order to improve their business. These smugglers are really, really cruel, and they're really, really smart, unfortunately.
Are the 9,000 that were found this past weekend mainly from Libya, Flavio?
Well, no, they departed from Libya, but there are no Libyans.
Okay.
The main countries of origin are Nigeria, Guinea, Gambia, Bangladesh, Ivory Coast, Western African nationals for the overall majority, and then some Eritreans as well, and people coming from the Horn of Africa. But no Libyans at all.
Yeah.
Libya is just a transit country.
Yeah. Is the United Nations engaging with the countries from which these migrants come?
Yeah, well, there are no short-term solution, but there are long-term solution for these, of course. As the United Nations, we are carrying out, as IOM, which are we are the United Nations Migration Agency, we are carrying out many projects in this country of origin in order to develop programs of stabilization in the country, especially from the poor countries. Of course, if we talk about countries like Somalia, Eritrea, where migrants actually risk their life, their regimes, conflicts, well, we cannot do anything there, of course. But there are some countries where migrants come from, like Western African countries, where actually migrants just leave their home because of the poverty or for economic reason. And we are trying to work on that. But if the European Union should probably work on that as well with long-term solutions, which means opening legal entry channels for those migrants who can get entitled to some kind of international protection instead of risking their lives in Libya at sea, and then provide alternatives in countries of origin and countries of transit for these migrants, and informing migrants about the dangers of the journey, because many migrants, unfortunately, do not have enough information about what is happening in Libya. When they arrive there, it's too late, but they cannot imagine they become target of violence and abuses. Sure. As soon as they cross the border, they are robbed, they are kidnapped, they are tortured. It's a very dramatic situation in the country right now.
Flavio Di Giacomo, thank you very much for joining us. Flavio is the spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration. Thanks very much for giving us your time. Flavio. Okay. Flavio talking to us from Italy. Just in these last 3 weeks, 9,000 migrants, mainly from Africa, and as you heard, mainly from West African countries, were rescued in the Mediterranean. In the Mediterranean Sea as they try to get to places such as Italy and so forth to get away into Europe. I'd like to take your calls and what do you think this is an indication of, especially during this time. It appears that there is a mass outflow, mass exodus of African migrants trying to get to Europe. Give me a call, 011-883-0702. I'm interested to hear your thoughts about all of these things. Dumisani Hlophe on Twitter, give me a call. I'd like to hear what you've got to say. He says, you were not fair on Kelvin. You did not give him a chance to elaborate, but you are dissing him. No, I'm not dissing him. I'm saying that if the issue that he was raising to just remove white people as, I suppose, the principles of the economy is the reason, then we've got a lot more work to do. We've got a lot more work to do, because it cannot be that radical economic transformation is just about removing white people. It's got to be more. We've got major economic inequalities and all of those kinds of things. So, Dumisani, if you are happy to give me a call, I'd really like to talk to you. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I don't want to have a dismissive conversation about the idea of radical economic transformation. It is the conversation of the hour at this point. And to simply dismiss it, I think, would be doing an injustice to all of us. Perhaps there's something there.